If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
You've been here long enough. Time to change. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, the Lord addresses the children of Israel and tells them they've been stationary in this mountain. Israel had a habit of going so far, and then when they reach a challenge, they stop moving forward. Israel would find a place of relative calm where there was no battle, and they would camp there. One was at the Mount Horeb, H-O-R-E-B. In fact, that's the one the Lord addresses in Deuteronomy chapter 2. The other was a place called Gilgal. And Gilgal was a place of rest. It was like an encampment where you would find an oasis. And it was just a place where they would retreat whenever they wanted to be away from spiritual battles and physical battles with their surrounding ites. And they stayed there so long that Elijah had built a school for the prophets in Gilgal. He figures, since you're going to be here so long, you might as well learn how to hear from God and learn how to speak for God. And so it was there at Gilgal that he first takes Elisha. And when they reach Gilgal, he says, all right, now the Lord has called me to Jericho. And Jericho means warfare and battle. And the Lord is calling him. First he calls him to Bethel, and then he calls him to Jericho. And he says, you stay here in Gilgal. And Elisha says, no, I'm not staying here. I know that in order for me to have what I want, I have to go through a battle. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Lord addresses that same crowd. And he says, in chapter 2, he says, you've been here long enough. But in chapter 6, he says, you walked around this mountain long enough. And what's so interesting about that is the concept is that God says, you left the mountain proper and just walked around the mountainous range. You still kept the mountain in sight. It's kind of like a child leaving home but moving next door. I'm far enough that I can make my own decisions, but I'm close enough in case those decisions are wrong. And so Israel left the mountain but walked around the base of it. And God said in Deuteronomy 6, you've walked around long enough. It's time now. In fact, the text says, take your journey and go northward. I have this land there waiting for you, but you've decided not to go in. Now, brothers and sisters, there is a psychological mindset that's revealed in these two passages. One is that we do not like change. We don't welcome change. We endure it, but we don't welcome it. We like the ease of consistency, even if it's boring consistency. We just like the predictability of a situation. And when something brings discomfort, there is the tendency to withdraw or recoil and not want to move forward. Some of you have walked out of relationships because they brought a degree of discomfort. When things are going the way you like for them to go, then you feel good. But the moment there are things that are contrary to your idea of the relationship or the situation, then there is a pulling back. The God that you met, unless you were born again 30 minutes ago, the God that you met when you were born again is not the God that's with you now. He is, by character, he doesn't change. By proclamation, he remains the same. But by relationship, he's revealing himself to us in ways that we are not comfortable with. In order for you to grow, it is my laborious task to help shatter the glass that you've surrounded yourself with. The glass does two things. It keeps trouble from you and keeps you from trouble, but you cannot grow. You cannot grow in your Pentecostal mindset that declares that the devil is gone when you wish him away or quote him into oblivion. I want to tell you that the devil sometimes moves in with Louis Vuitton bags, and he's not going, and you must learn how to function while he's sitting at your table. If he is able to remove your joy simply because he's there, then I question your salvation. If your love for someone is marred or hindered or removed because of situational discomfort, then I question your love for that person. And today, I want to once again echo the sentiment of the Holy Spirit. You've been here too long. Your life is floundering in obscurity and nothing's happening. And again, I'm not talking about ministry. Ministry will happen even if you're disobedient. You serve a God that... And I say this parenthetically, he doesn't care if you're disobedient. He's going to get what he wants. He would like for you to obey him. But don't think for one moment that he won't do what he needs to do through you, even if you are rebellious. Amen. Just let me page Jonah. Jonah tells you, God don't care if you don't want to go. You're going anyway. You can go one of two ways. You can go surrounded by whale spit, or you can go clean. But you're going. God is not like the parents of today or even some people in relationships that when it doesn't work right, I back out. No, God said, I'm in for the long haul. And if you don't make it right, I'm going to work on you until you see it my way. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I wish. Lord. It's unique to be loved by a God. Now, some of you have some psychotic men in your life. He's either a sociopath or a psychopath. The only difference is a sociopath has a conscience. They'll shoot you and feel bad about it. A psychopath will shoot you and say you deserved it. And some of you have some psychopathic men in your life. And psychopathic men will use this phrase, you ain't leaving me, because if you leave me, I'll kill you. Amen. But I need you to see that you serve a God who is kind of like that man, but not violent. What that man is saying through his own narcissistic view is that I don't want anybody else to have you. And the very thought of someone else having you is hateful to me. And I would rather, no justification, it's wrong, absolutely wrong, and he needs help. But I would rather take you away than let somebody else have you. It's wrong, dead wrong, absolutely wrong. Shouldn't be with anybody like that. But that's how God is. God said, I ain't letting you go nowhere. You in my hand, can't nobody pluck you out. And if you think you want to jump out, I'll send trials and tribulations that make you come to me. By the time I'm finished, you'll say, yes, Lord. When God was through with Jonah, he didn't even stop to take a shower. He went into Nineveh looking like he had been swallowed up by the whale. That's what made the Ninevites say, we better get saved or we're going to look like whale vomit. You see, God can't get the maximum out of us when we look cute all the time. Sometimes there has to be tear tracks going down our face. There has to be satanic battles with scars so we'll know that God was with us because he brought us out. Christianity is not formed in the front rooms of success. It is formed in the back room of difficulty. The trials and the tests that we go through causes us to understand that our God is with us. And how will you ever know he's with you until he makes you uncomfortable in your situation? You want things to be a certain way. Hear me when I tell you, they just will not be that way. You've been here long enough. You've been stuck. I liked the treadmill when I was able to run on the treadmill. I enjoyed the treadmill, but the treadmill had one negative. You didn't go anywhere. I'd walk for 5 miles, 7 miles on the treadmill at 4.5 miles per hour. I'd walk until my feet burned, but I ain't go nowhere. I was still on that treadmill, looking at the same wall, listening to the same people, watching the same television program at the gym. I had my cardio workout, but I didn't go anywhere. Unlike those who go to the park and walk around, and walking seems to be just a little different when you're walking on a park or a trail, because a bird may run across your path. A squirrel may run out and stop and wave at you. A pigeon may fly over you and cause you to find out what they had to eat. And so all of these little things happen in your life that makes your journey interesting. No one talks about the treadmill when they get off. Oh, child, I was on the treadmill, and I'm telling you. No, but when you walk the park, you say, I saw geese run across. Look, there's a deer over there. There's experiences when you're moving around. Some of us are so stuck in our neurotic behavior, in our unhealthy view of this thing called Christianity, that we have no testimony. We have nothing to say about God. So when the time comes for us to talk about what the Lord has done, we have no point of reference, because we've been on a treadmill of church attendance rather than the park of Christianity. It's just no fun anymore. It's no fun. And so God told the children of Israel, you've been walking around this thing long enough. You're in a relationship. It's predictable. You know exactly what the person's going to answer when you ask them a question. You know what they're going to say. You know, everything's the same. You hold the same hand. You put your arm around the same shoulder. You stroke the same hair. Everything's the same. You get bored, and that's what makes you go look for somebody else. See, the reason why you can't go give another God, listen to this. God doesn't care if you go look for another God. He knows you ain't gonna find nobody better. He will let you go. Go right ahead. God ain't standing in front of you. I dare you to try another God. God says, go right ahead. Go ahead. Try the other one. I guarantee spanking to you. You're going to be right back here saying there is no other God but you. I tried that one. He got me high, but he couldn't get rid of the headache. That one over there gave me money, but couldn't provide my needs. That one over there made me feel good about myself, but could not heal my body. God never said you couldn't have any more gods. He said, you just can't have another one before me. Go on, get another one. Find yourself another God. Any God will tell you the only God is Jehovah.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1318P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.